Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Lorna Cullen. Lorna, good afternoon. It's that time of year.
Good afternoon.
The great tradition of nativity plays. What has happened, Lorna, in the school that your children go to?
Okay, so my four children go to the Rolland Primary School, and the older two are in the senior part of the school and the younger two are in the junior part.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the children in both schools all designed their own Christmas card. And the note was sent home that if you wanted to purchase your child's card, that a pack of 10 would be €10, which obviously is €40 for Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week...
Okay.
A note came home saying that this year the fee for the tickets for the school play slash nativity
right.
would be increased from €5 to €8. Now, the thought of ever having to pay to go to see the kids' school performance, it never mm-hmm. sat right with me at all.
Okay.
But this year to have it increased to €8 per ticket, per person attending, it's not just €8 per adult. Like, my husband walks evenings, so I have to bring the two smaller children with me.
Okay.
They want €8 per ticket for each little one as well. And then my husband, he's managed to get the following evening off work for the second performance, so he has to go then. So
wow.
That's
and why is the school saying we have to charge for the nativity play to the parents of the children?
Well, this is it, and this is what I kind of said to your researchers. And I was like, we've spent weeks going over these songs with the kids. I mean, I had two in the bath the other night and one sitting on the landing practicing away in a manger.
Right, okay.
And, you know, and now they're saying, by the way, if you want to hear your kids come and sing and do their little show, you're going to pay for it. And I just think that's shocking. And the only explanation that's ever given is school funding. And I can't contemplate. I mean, they request €100 per head or per child at the start of the year for registration fee. Now, when I brought up the topic that Department of Education website said this was a voluntary contribution, I was contradicted. And I was told, I don't know where you're getting your information from. This is not voluntary. And I was like, oh, right, okay. I mean, you know, do very simple maths. This is the senior school alone. Now, there's 200 children in the senior school, €100 per head, and then onto the Christmas play and onto the Christmas cards. And all this is school funding.
Well, explain the Christmas cards to me and why.
Okay, yeah. So this year they decided that they would let the kids design their own Christmas card. Now, I initially thought this was a lovely idea. A friend of mine, his wife is a teacher, and every year she sends the Christmas card from her class. But
okay.
Every child's drawing is shrunken down into one card. And
Okay. So there's 40 little motifs on the card, 40 little squares on the card.
But in my daughter's school, what they've done is every child has designed their own card, and each design is available in a pack of 10. So we say we have my eldest asking for a whole pack of 10. And then next to her, and next to her, and then the little one. And you're like, dear God, you know, this is...
So how much have you to pay for cards?
Well, if you're talking €40 for four packs of 10, because both schools contributed in this Christmas card event.
Okay.
The younger school don't charge for the performances, just the oldest school.
Oldest school, okay. Now, do you send Christmas cards?
No. I mean, I might send one to my mum and a couple of my close friends, but that would be it. If I send five, it's, you know.
And why not? Why should you? But why not, Sue?
I mean, Christmas cards, they're very much, I don't know, I think they're an older generation kind of thing. I remember sitting down writing me nan's Christmas cards for her, you know, but I wouldn't be a fan of them.
Okay.
I would
now, could you argue that you're getting a set of your child's... your child's cards, you know, individual cards, you're getting them for a tenner and they're a keepsake anyway, and they're a nice keepsake for the scrapbook or the...
Okay, well, we'll put it the other way. The younger two, being in junior school, they coloured in a Christmas picture.
Oh, did they? Okay, all right.
Okay, and that was the Christmas card. The older two, fair enough, designed a little Santies and a snowman and all the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
I have got endless amounts of pictures at home that they have given me with personalised notes and letters that I could go onto Vista Print and get made into a Christmas card if I wanted to, you know. But absolutely, you're getting a keepsake if your child is
I totally understand what you're saying now.
And
you're not being the Grinch, sure you're not.
Certainly not. No, I mean, I am all over Christmas and I love fundraising for charity. Yeah. I've only literally yesterday my office partook in the Bernardo's Toy Appeal and I organised and collected for it. I do not mind charity in any way, shape, or form.
So just to go back on the Christmas cards, you say it's your child, they tell you it's your child's picture on the card.
They sent home a sample of what it's going to look like with an order form.
And you try and tell your child you're not buying the cards?
Well, there you go. Well, Mammy, why aren't you buying my cards?
Why are you only buying 10?
Yeah, well, that's it. Or,
Someone else in the class after buying 100?
Well, this is it. Or maybe, you know, somebody with one parent has bought 10 and then Annie wanted 10 and then it becomes, and I can't help but feel that's the intention. That pressure is
pressure,
deliberate.
Yeah. Pressure.
It's, you know.
Now tell me, does all the money, insofar as you know, Lorna, you have done your research, does all the money go to the school?
From what we have been told, that this is school funding. Now, I have run over some very brief sums. I don't pretend to know about the ins and outs of running a school, but I can't for the life of me imagine what they could possibly need that level of funding for. You know, I mean...
And is it one of the DESH schools which does receive... I know funding in schools is never enough, but the DESH schools do receive significantly more funding than non-DESH schools, don't they?
Well, again, that's not information I would know. I do know it's considered, it's considered, the senior school is considered to be in a deprived area and all lunches and everything are provided for the children. And it's beggar's belief that on one hand, they're very happy to class themselves as a deprived area, but yet they've no problem asking parents for this money for Christmas cards and to pay to see your child perform the school Christmas show or nativity or whatever it is on the year, you know, and you know, it's just ridiculous. I mean,
the fact that they're charging, I take the principle of it, and that's the principal point you're making, but the fact that they're charging their siblings for going to see their brother or sister in the nativity play. Now, you mentioned earlier, I just want to stay with the money for a sec, Lorna, you mentioned earlier €100 from 200 families, registration fee. What is that?
Now, you see, this is a very broad spectrum. And I asked the school before, I said, what does that cover, registration fee? And they were, it's book rental and, it puts money into the school for the year. And it's arts and crafts and it pays for printing and things like that. I mean, first of all, book rental is kind of self-explanatory. They reuse the same books. I mean, my eldest girl has a book at home that has the answers filled in from the child who had it last year.
Okay.
You know, reusing the same books. and you get these very vague answers as to what this money is actually used for. Now, I would understand if it was a thing of, the school performance this year is going towards buying new sports equipment, or we're going to have the playground repainted or put in a tennis court or something to that effect. There's none of that at all. You never see the benefit for where this money is going. Now, maybe it is in the background. Maybe it is paying to heat the school for the kids. I don't know. I would assume and I would like to hope and pray that that's what the Department of Education does.
Yeah, that's what the taxpayer does. Yes, that's why we have society and schools, and that's why we recognise that some schools in some areas have more difficulty raising money from parents. And that's why the DESH schools and generally all schools in the country are absolutely fantastic and have a fantastic, fantastic record. Now, Lorna, by the way, Lorna, are you involved in community group? Are you involved in the parents' committee? You should be if you're not.
No, I'm not, because I work full time. So
you work full time outside the home as well as working full time and plus inside the home.
Yeah.
Fair play to you. Fair play to you. Where are you from yourself, Lorna, originally?
I'm from Dublin 7. I grew up on Blackhorse Avenue in Dublin 7.
And you obviously are you're big into education.
Well, I'm big into anything that affects my children.
Yeah,
and,
good,
you know,
good.
And second to them into what affects our family finances, you know, yeah. Because we're all, you know, as you well know, Joe, the majority of society are playing a juggling act in terms of juggling work and childcare and getting the kids to school and still being able to pay the bills at the end of the day. And it's no secret for every family across the country, this is an expensive time of year.
Yeah.
And then you've got these added pressures coming through the door with the little face, with the note in the school bag, and you're kind of going, how in the name of God can I say no?
Yeah.
You know, and that's where...
And what
that's where I get the real issue with this. And it's not just unique to my kids' school, because I'm part of a mum's page on Facebook.
Okay.
And I just, out of sheer curiosity, because I had my second little one, she's eight, asked me, Mum, have you got the €8 for my school play yesterday in the car? And I was like, this is really starting to get my goat up, and it's not the kid's fault. So I asked the question, does anyone else have to pay? And it was very much a 50-50 split across...
Okay.
Across the 200 mums who answered the question, it was very much 50-50. Some were like, it's €20 per family, €2 contribution for charity. It's, you know, it's this, it's that. And so the most expensive I seen was €10, with schools charging €10 per head into these performances. I mean, it's beyond...
By the way, when you're asked about the registration fee for the senior school at the beginning of the year, they say, listen, if you can't pay it, don't worry.
Oh, God, no. No, no, no. I was told, because at the start of the year, you know, as many people do, we had a bit of a hiccup in our finances, and I just explained to them. I said, you know, are we okay to make weekly contributions and everything? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine, that's fine. I said, you know, things aren't great at the moment. And
is it 100 euro per child?
Per child, yeah.
So if you four into one family in that school?
Yeah, it's €400. Yeah, it does not like buy one, get one half price, no.
Okay, stay there, Lorna. I'll take this quick ad break. This is Lorna Cullen talking about the fact that our school where children go to are charging £8 in for everybody, including the siblings, to see their brother, son, daughter, whatever, in the nativity play. And also, she has an issue with this new phenomenon of the Christmas cards that are... have each child paint a card, and that's printed and it's sold back to them. She feels that's pressure as well. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Lorna Cullen has contacted us. She's four children, and it's about the nativity play. One of her children is in. She's told they would have to pay, everyone, including the siblings, will have to pay €8 to get in to see it. And there's also an issue about these new phenomena of a child doing a drawing, simple drawing, lovely drawing, I'm sure, of a Christmas card, and they're printed up and sold back to the family, and she feels it's too much pressure at this stage. And also, there's a €100 registration fee, and every child pays that. There's no group rate. And Siobhan Carberry contacted us. Siobhan, it's an enrolment fee. Tell us about what happened with you and the school.
Well, I'm living in Carlow myself, and I have a young son starting secondary school in September 2020.
Okay.
To enrol in town, you need to enrol in a couple of schools just to guarantee a place in one. And they're charging, like, some of them €100 enrolment fee.
just to get your name onto the list, so to speak.
To enrol your son put in your application form for a place. Before you've been, you know, accepted or anything, you just send in an enrolment form with €100 in some cases. And that is told it's non-refundable.
If you decide that your child, or it happens that your child does not get into that school or does not go to that school, you don't get your €100 back.
Well, in the particular school that I dealt with this week, why I've called you they told me that if you enroll your son and if they offer you a place and you don't take it, they'll still keep your €100. And when I rang up on Tuesday, I thought it was a bit unfair.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to her, like, the closing date was Friday for accepting offers. And I was giving them pre-warning. So I said I was thinking of not taking the place. Could I get my 100 euros back? And she said, no, it's non-refundable. I said, that's a bit unfair. I said, by law, are you allowed to do that? She said, well, it's our school policy. So I left it, and I said, I can't get any of it back. No, none of it. So I went home, and I looked it up, and there was an Act, 2018 Act, that abolished all those type fees when you're enrolling son or daughter to school.
This provision in the Act sets out an explicit prohibition on the charging of fees or seeking payment or contributions for an application for admission to or for continued enrollment in the school. So it is outlawed.
I printed it out, you know. Yeah. Now, I'd already given warning by mentioning the law on the phone on Tuesday, so I printed it out. I went in first thing the next morning, and I asked to see the principal in person. It was just before 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And they hemmed and hawed, they came in and out. One secretary guessed who I was. I said, but she came out, and she got, the secretary said, whispered something to her. She came to me, and I asked her, I said to her what happened, that I had enrolled my son and I had changed my mind and I was looking for my money back. And I said, your secretary said I was entitled to none of that back. And she said, yes. And I said, are you aware of this? And I showed her the document I had in my hand with the law on it. She barely looked at it and she said, yes, I'm aware of that. And I said, so, yeah, she said, I'll offer you half your money back. And I said, your secretary said I was entitled to none. And she said, well, I'm telling you I'll give you half back. And I said, what do you do with this money? Do you pay your electric bill or something?
Yeah.
And she said, no. She said, it's for, as I led her into it because I knew she was going to say administration. So she said for administration fee. And I said, wow, 50 euros? And, you know, we should all become secretaries. But anyway, she said, my heartfelt something or other wishes, I'm giving you this 50 euros. She said that to me twice. So it was only when I pointed out the law that they started to shake up. But then to give me my money back, she told one secretary to give me my money. I showed her no documentation of my son, didn't give her any details of my son, nothing. She wanted me out of there as quick as possible. The one secretary asked another girl something. She said something back, and she bent down, took 50 euros out of the safe and gave it to me. I showed her no date of birth for my son, nothing.
Okay,
and then I went out, and that was it, yeah.
Well, we know one thing. The school secretaries aren't getting it because they're the most underpaid group in the Irish education system. Really underpaid.
I'm a little bit now because they'll be trying to sort out this problem.
So you
by refunding people.
But Siobhan,
there's another school, by the way, in the country that had to refund money like this for administration fees they were charging as well. So yeah.
But just to be clear, of the 100 quid enrollment fee that you paid to a school your son is now not going to, you've only got 50 quid back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Even though the law says. There's an explicit prohibition on the charging of fees or seeking payment or contributions for an application for admission to or for continued enrollment in the school.
Yeah, yeah. And she knew, when I pointed out this document to her, she said she's aware of that law. But I have heard anyway through the school system that there's a lot of schools doing it and they're continuing to do it even though they know it's against the law because they survive on this money. And so we're all being robbed blind. Like, what happens when you can't, you know, you've only, if you don't have that much money, you have only got the choice maybe of enrolling in one school. We enrolled in another school and we were told we were highly unlikely to get a place because there's a big demand for this school. So we asked, so if we don't get a place, do we get our money back? And she said, no, you don't. So there's not just one school doing it, there's more doing it.
Okay, well, let's find out more. Stay there, Siobhan. Mary Flynn. Mary, good afternoon. What's your situation?
Yeah, Joe, I have to say, I'd have to agree with everything that woman said. I found it crazy when I was trying to get my kids into primary school here in Dublin, South County Dublin, and literally one day myself and my husband took €1,000 out and ran around the school filling out application forms and giving in whatever fee it was. It could have been €40 or €100, depending on how children to get into school at that time. And yeah, it was just non-refundable.
You had to put your money down with every form.
Yep. Fill out the application form and give in the deposit. And even as we were doing it, we knew the likelihood, because they all said to us, it's highly unlikely you're going to get a place because you left it very late. So, yeah, you know, if you don't have their names down at birth, then...
But did they say if we don't give you a place, well, at least we'll give you your money back?
No, it was non-refundable. Yeah, you knew exactly when you were putting the money down that it was never going to be seen again. So then in the last year, we moved to Saudi Arabia 5 years ago, and then we were returning, and I spent all last winter contacting schools to get them into a public school system here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And one public school said, well, you need to send a cheque of €40, which we did.
For why?
All the way.
What was that for?
Well, just administration fees.
To be considered, like?
Yeah, to be considered. Now, we never got a place out of anywhere that we contacted anyway. So we had to put the kids into private schools, or else we wouldn't have had any place to put them into in September.
Okay.
So I mean, one school actually laughed at me and said, "Are you crazy? Like, do you think you're going to get your kids into a public school system here in Ireland?" I said, "Well, why not?" She said, "Because all the schools are full." So it was either, you know, take it or leave it. But I say to send a cheque all the way from Saudi Arabia for a school place that you might get in the school system, and it was only a might, I thought was a bit crazy.
Let me bring in Richard Corry, Mary. Richard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
And thanks for making the call. Go ahead, Richard.
I was telling your researcher there, within the last week I've been at two events where my grandchildren and both of them performed.
Okay.
The one last night in Balbriggan was outstanding.
Brilliant.
It was a fashion show, and the children had to design their own outfits, and they were made recycled cardboard.
Okay.
Bottle tops, you name it, everything.
All right. Yeah.
And it was a fantastic. The tickets for that show were €7 for adults, and it was half price. I don't know whether it was €3 or €4 for children. But if ever there was value. Now, as well as that too, there was spotlights on. It was just like any fashion show setup that you would see.
So do you think the money was spent on the gear down there?
No, not alone that.
Okay.
But those children that performed in that last night, every one of them are gone to the cinema today at no cost at all.
And what's
as a supposed little reward for their efforts. So... €7, my God, tonight, that got to be little money, and it's not that I'm certainly not destitute, but I'm not a millionaire, but I couldn't see anything wrong
with
subscribing.
Okay.
Now, the one in Drogheda, or the one in Dundalk last Friday, was The Sound of Music.
And how much did you pay for that?
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was there, because I didn't bother to ask. It's only this programme today. Irritated me so much.
Let Lorna reply. Lorna, do you want to reply? Richard's saying it's only £7 and the children are brilliant. And
Absolutely. Well, what I do know from speaking to my own mother, when it comes to grandchildren, life tends to be a little bit easier on you when they're not your kids. The pressure isn't necessarily there with you morning, noon and night. However, it sounds like his grandchildren had a lovely reward after this, what sounds like a production more so than, you know, the bit of carol singing or whatever. What I'm talking about is, this is the school hall, okay, using equipment that's probably as old as I am. I'm 34. You know, the kids stand on the stage, they sing a few songs, and everyone goes home in about an hour and a half. And there's no days out, there's no nothing. They brought them to the moving crib last Monday. Brilliant. I also paid for that. We also had to send them with their own bus fare and everything for that, you know.
But the moving crib, like a lot of great, the moving crib is free. It's in Parnas.
Yeah.
The museum in Collins Battery is probably the best place in the country. It's totally free. It's magnificent. You spend a week there. It's so brilliant, especially for children.
My point being that the money was used for something that the children would benefit from in that gentleman's.
Yeah, okay. They paid to go.
We see nothing for this money. But
Richard, do you take that point? No, I know, Richard. It's all good intentions. Good intentions, Lorna part, and your part as well. But she's saying, like, I'm 32. The two of us are at the pin of our collar. You see them every day. I see them every day. Young couples, two or three children running from Billy to Jack, running from childcare.
Morning, noon and night. Christmas clothes, the paid for, there's presents that are required on the 25th. You know, you've got extended
Santa,
family. You've got all these things that come at this time of year. And now they're gone. By the way, €40 for Christmas cards and €32 for tickets to come and see your child perform. And don't expect anything back for your money. Don't expect trips from the cinema from us. Don't expect us to pay the bus fare if you're going to the moving crib. Don't expect anything.
Yeah. Leo Hughes, Leo, your point, please. You're listening to Lorna. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to that lady saying she got €50 back.
Shirley Sullivan, talking about it. Siobhan Carberry, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we applied to three schools when my daughter started school, and we asked for our money back from the other two schools, and they wouldn't give it back to us.
Okay.
But I rang the Department of Education, and then I went back to them and said, the department said you have to pay this back, it's against the law. So they gave us back our money in full, both schools.
Okay, well done. But you had to push and press.
Oh, I had to push, yeah. And also they have this re-registration in schools every year as well. And they look for €100 off people. So we used to fill in the form, hand it back to say our daughter will be back next year. But we never get them any money. And they never argued a toss with us because they knew it was against the law.
Okay, but you stood up and you won. You fought the school
and the law won. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Leo, thanks indeed. Leo, use Mary, your point, please.
I taught in England for 30 years.
Okay.
And it wasn't a registration fee, but we had what we called a school fund.
Okay.
And it was £5. I think it's gone up to £10 now because I've been gone a few years. That was per family, whether they had one or six children in the school. And here, it can be 100 to 200, and I think free education in Ireland is a joke. It's not free.
Okay.
And, you know, 5 years. And if we thought that a family, you know, wasn't as rich as others, and they didn't bring it in, a child was never questioned.
My daughter, where I explained in September we were making contributions, you know, towards this registration, administration, whatever vague terminology they want to put on it, we had got up to €40 in the pot, and we'd hit a bit of a bump in the road, and I didn't pay for a week or two. My daughter, who knew nothing of the arrangement I had in school, my eldest girl, she's 10, came to me and said, Mum, my teacher asked me to remind you about the €160. I said, excuse me? And I said, she said, for the fees to do, you were paying to do, and they had told her all about it, and she was questioned, you know, please remind your mother about this money. And I was furious. But you can't say anything to them because they think nothing about going back to the children and saying it.
That's disgraceful. They should never approach a child. Never.
Yeah.
And if I had two or three in a particular class who never paid a fund right through from the age of 11 to 18, and we never queried, we didn't question the family because we knew their situation.
Okay, and one teacher's contacted us, say, the €100 enrolment fee is to stop people block booking schools. The €100, if you do go to the school, is taken off for school books, etc. But what happens to schools where you don't get in, or you decide not to go, as we're discovering, you don't get your €100 back. But the Department of Education seems to be quite clear in the Act that you can't charge, you cannot charge this enrolment fee. And like, what is the, in the days of computers and spreadsheets, what is the big, where's the £100 worth of work taking someone's name off a list?
But the enrolment fee, it doesn't pay for books. I have a brother here, had three children in one school at the same time, €200 per child, and then he would go out and spend another 100 on the child who was in the infant class for books, and 200 to 300 for the other two who were higher up the school.
Okay.
Books aren't. In England, their textbooks are provided except for their atlas, their dictionary, and the Bible, if they use it.
Mary, have you still got relations in England?
No, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And what way are they voting today?
I don't know, but I know the way I'd vote, but I wouldn't say it on air.
Well, why wouldn't you say it on air? It's of no bearing here.
Well, my pension comes from the UK.
So you want you stay in?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I would say...
In what way do you think it's going to go?
I think that Bojo will probably get in by default. It would be the same as they didn't want Hillary Clinton. That's why Mr. Trump got in.
Well, I think Bojo is going to get in by a bigger margin than anyone's predicting. But anyway, that's just... And I agree with you. Bojo is going to get in. Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Lorna. Lorna, you've opened a can of worms, Lorna Cullen. And I think before political parties have been all already, Lorna saying, where do you live? Will you stand for them in the next election? You're brilliant, brilliant advocate. And best of luck, Lorna, to you and your family for Christmas, and to Mary, and to Siobhan, Leo, and Richard, and indeed Mary Flynn. 51551.